The lawsuit argues companies like Travelocity, Orbitz, and Priceline are only paying taxes on the wholesale cost for hotels and car rentals, not the retail rates their customers pay. Assistant Attorney General Philip Bradley says state law requires the tax be paid on the higher retail rate.
The difference between the wholesale and the retail rate can be in the order of 25% to 40%. So if you wanted to pick a number in the middle and you call it 30%, that's approximately how much the state could be losing in tax on these transactions.
He says that can add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost revenue each year for the state. The lawsuit, filed in Merrimack County Superior Court, seeks back taxes, penalties, as well as an order for the companies to pay based on the retail rate going forward. In similar lawsuits, state Supreme Courts in South Carolina and Georgia have ruled the online sites should be paying taxes on the higher retail rates. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.